Okay. Credit for the idea for this evening's shiur goes to Rabbi Michael Tabus, who spoke about this topic in a previous year, Parshas Vayigash. The topic we'll talk about is whether halacha recognizes a court of appeals and appeal system for a psak din. And the connection to the Sedra creatively is the beginning of the Parsha. Yehuda speaks to Yosef and appeals to Yosef to reconsider the decision that he had rendered about the fate of Binyamin. And the Kliyarka comments in the beginning of the Sedra, Ki chamocha kifaro, al kein gam bivikuach zeh, ratzi Yehuda lilchosh ba'oznav, v'kol lo yishamah l'mitzrim, that literally Yosef was whispering, Yehuda was whispering in Yosef's ear, the Amar al yichar apcha b'yavdecha, ki kol kas mevi l'idei tos, v'yigram shelo yichnisu tanosai b'oznecha, that if you're angry, you're not going to hear what I'm saying properly, that if you're angry, you won't be able to judge properly. So sometimes it happens that a ruler or an individual authorized to make such decisions judicially will make a mistake. There's always a final authority, so sometimes you have a lower official who makes an error in judgment, and that can be rectified by appealing to the king. That you, Yosef, are like Paro. So it's as if you're the final authority. So he's saying, don't get angry. You got to get it right because there's no final authority after you, ki chamocha kefaro, because you are like Paro and there's no greater authority or individual in the judicial system in Egypt that could override your psak. So the question of having an appeal system within the world of Batei Din is most pronounced in the current system of Batei Din Rabbaniyim, the Israeli Beis Din system, which has a Beit Din Gadol L'Iruim, the High Court of Appeals, literally, which is the Beis Din on which many Gadolim have sat over the last decades, the Rabbanim Rashiim, Rav Eliashiv, Tzitz Eliezer. That is the most prominent position for Dayanim in Eretz Yisrael. The leading Dayanim end up on the Beit Din HaGadol, and that's something that was instituted as part of the creation of the Rabbanut HaRashit going back to days of the British Mandate. So what is the basis for having such an institution? Best treatment of the topic that I've seen is Rabbi Bleich's article reprinted in Contemporary Halachic Problems, Volume 4. Rabbi Bleich notes that irrespective of whether these were all halachically justified or mandated, there definitely historically were communities going back to the late medieval period into the early modern period where communities had such a structure of batei din for appeals. And we'll talk about what the potential halachic basis or justification for that is. There is a comment of the Sfarno, which may not be halachically dispositive. The Sfarno in Parshas Yisro, Yisro recommends to Moshe Rabbeinu that he should appoint other judges underneath him. He says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Navol Tibol, if you're going to do this all on your own, it's not going to work. So you should find 78,600 assistants to make your life easier. So one could debate, and we showed a debate, whether Yisro was saying, as a practical matter, in an ideal world, it would be better for you, Moshe Rabbeinu, to be able to judge every case. It's just not practical. Or maybe that's not even the ideal, that having a system of other judges is in fact an ideal. I don't think we've spoken about that in this form in the past, maybe in the future. But one snippet of that discussion is a fascinating comment of the Sfarno, beginning Perek Yud Ches Shmos, Pasuk Kaf Aleph. The Sfarno writes, "V'atata chazani kol ha'am anshi chayil, yirei Elokim, sonei emes, sonei betz, etc. Tivror v'timneh, ki be'eila ha'gimel inyanim, tzarech shetiyah taba atzmecha, below you speak to La Secha." So there's certain things that you, Moshe Rabbeinu, have to do on your own. Aval binyanei piskei dinim pratiyim, but when it comes to individual piskei din, yaspiku sarei elafim sarei meos. So for that, it'll be sufficient to have lower courts. Ki omnam, kishayu dal in madrego zu lumala mizu. If you have a hierarchy of levels of dayanim, hine yishpot hakatan mishana, the lowest level will have initial jurisdiction. Yatsoik al psakdino, yitzak el agodim. And if someone has a complaint against the first psak, then he can bump it up to the next level. Minasheni el shlishi, minashlishi el rvi, ubechen yu ma'atim habaim lefenacha ladin. So the way the Sfarno conceives of the system is that it was actually a hierarchy of lower courts and then courts of appeal going all the way up to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that is on some level an ideal. And that's what the Sfarno then says, if you psuk him later, if you do this, then Evan will be happy. And once you have this system of a court of appeals, and there are so many levels that will review a decision, Yeda kol bal din shepsak hadin ayamiti. Then everyone's going to have a comfort level that they're going to emerge with authentic justice. Below Yosef Lariv, and no one's going to fight anymore because everyone will realize that they arrived at a true decision. Tzitz Eliezer, Chelet Hazayin, Simon, Samach Zayin, Chelet Hazayin, Simon, Samach Zayin, suggests that to the extent that this presentation of the Sfarno may be halachically correct, that there could be such a system of appeals. It's only where it's done with the haskama of the nidonim, haskama of the klal, with their agreement to have such a system. It can't be mandated top-down. And the Tzitz Eliezer suggests maybe that's an explanation for what the Ramban already raises as a point of note, that the account of Moshe Rabbeinu in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, this episode with appointing Dayanim, is very different than the account in Parshas Yisro. Notably, there's no mention of Yisro's role in suggesting these takanos when Moshe Rabbeinu presents the recounting of the events in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. Moshe Rabbeinu makes it sound as if this came from him. So suggests that Tzitz Eliezer Ramban notes this. Ravaran Khan has a nice article in the recently printed Teres Tzvi in honor of Schechter on this topic. But the Tzitz Eliezer suggests maybe the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't present Yisro's role is that it's true. It was Yisro's idea, but it only could come to fruition with the haskama of the klal, with everyone's buy-in, and that's what's emphasized in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. Be that as it may, the halachic question as to whether there are grounds to appeal a psak that was rendered by one bezdin centers on two primary sugyas. One sugya is the sugya in Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed Gimel, which is Simon Kafei in Chosh HaMishpat, which is the most complicated simon in Hilchos Dayan in the beginning of Chosh HaMishpat, and that is the question of the sugya of Tovah Dvar Mishnah. If a Dayan makes a mistake in black letter law, makes a mistake about something that's Pashut, so number one, he could potentially incur personal liability. He might have to pay out of his own pocket if he unjustly, incorrectly paskin that someone owes money and that was already paid out. And in fact, that person doesn't owe money. So Toba Dvar Mishnah versus Toba Shikul Adas versus a mistake in a matter of judgment or something that could go either way, where there may be legitimate positions in both directions. In what situation can one retract a psak, or can a psak be overridden? Who has the ability to do that? Is that only if it goes to the actual Bezdin HaGadol of old? So all those variables emerge from that complicated sugya of Tov B'Dvar Mishnah. And then the second sugya is that of Bezdin Basar, Bezdin Lo Daiki. So that's the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph and Bava Basar Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. The local discussion there is in the context of chalitza. The Gemara has a machlokas whether cholson afal pishein makirin, can a bezdin supervise the chalitza even without being able to identify the parties that they are doing the chalitza, that they're facilitating the chalitza for. And the Gemara connects that to the question of chashinan lebezdin toin. Are we concerned that maybe a bezdin could make a mistake? So the Gemara there says, again, Yevamos Kufav and Bava Basar Kuf Lamed Ches. Rava says, Ein Cholzin El Im Kein Makirin. You can't affect Chalitza. Bezdin can't oversee Chalitza unless they're able to recognize the parties. Lefika kosvin get chalitza af abishem makirin. And for that reason, once the chalitza is done, you have the right to issue a document that evidences the chalitza, because you can assume that the Bezdin did his due diligence and investigated and was able to identify who the people in question are. The Gemara of Basra Kufla Mechaz says that's because Bezdin basar Bezdin lo daiki. A Bezdin will not reevaluate the decision or the ruling of a previous Bezdin. What does that mean? Says the Rashbam, Kufla Mechaz Amud Beis. Lefikach tiknu ein cholten ela mekeim makirin. We made a takana that the Bezdin can't oversee a chalitza unless they are able to identify the parties. Shema to Omer cholten afa bishein makirin. Because if we would allow a Bezdin to oversee a chalitza without knowing for sure who the parties are, hasam vade chashinan lebezdin toin, then we have to be concerned that a subsequent Bezdin may make a mistake. What's the mistake? Shayitu Bezdin Shady Lober. The second Bezdin is going to make a mistake and say, Ki yafi kiru Bezdin arishon kishachotsu. They'll assume that the first Bezdin did in fact do their research. The Bezdin Shani Basar Bezdin Rishon Lodaiki, because the second Bezdin is never going to question the ruling, the activity of an initial Bezdin. And therefore, we must ensure that the first Bezdin is going to properly investigate the identity of the parties coming from Chalitza, because otherwise we're worried that the second Bezdin will assume they did investigate and won't reevaluate or question the decision of the original Bezdin. So the question that's probably a machlokas rishonim is this expression that Bezdin basar Bezdin lo daiki, that a Bezdin won't reevaluate the decision of a separate Bezdin, a previous Bezdin, does that mean they're not allowed to? Or just as a practical matter, they're not going to, they won't be inclined to, they won't see a need to, but not that there's anything that would prohibit a second Bezdin from reevaluating the psak or the determination of an initial Bezdin. It says the Rush in Tshuva, Klal Pei Hei, of Hei to Osvav, Umasha Bikeshtuni, Im Yeralish Im Hapshara Kayemes Al Yasom, Shechtov Lehem, Mashi Yerli Biker Adin, Bitfias Apatropsim, Obinion Abachora, Bishwus Hazakena. So he was asked, the Rush was asked to opine about a certain matter involving claims of someone guarding the estate of Yisomim and related claims. Lo yadati lama shel tani yalzai. I don't know why you're asking me this question. Haloroa ani b'ksava dayanin she'amad b'fnei amur shalayasom. I already saw in the ledger of the dayanim that there was an individual who was authorized to represent the Yasom, and he appeared in front of Bezdin. V'shamu tanosav shel apotropos shel Yasom, and they heard the claims. U'pasku adin, and they rendered a psak. V'achareisha k'var pasku adayanim hadin shel Yasom, v'shuv lo yasu pshar al Yasom, shediyah kayemis. So once they already issued a psak, imkein adin shenifsak al Yasom kayim, so the psak is binding. Why are you asking me to re-engage this matter? How can you ask me to render a psak once a psak has already been given by the first Bezdin? After all, Bezdin Basar Bezdin Lodaiki. It's not just that a Bezdin isn't inclined to or won't normally reevaluate, they're not allowed to evaluate, there's an isser involved. So this Tshuva Sarash is quoted by the Sma in Toshe Mishpat, Simin Yates Sif Katan Beis, Simin Yates Sif Katan Beis Lalacha. It sounds like there's an isser for a subsequent Bezdin to reevaluate the psak of the first Bezdin. And the Sma quotes this as well from the Sefer Chazeya Tenufa that the Beis Yosef quotes, quoted here in the Darkei Moshe, in Simon Kafs, if Beis Chazeya Tenufa is, I think, a generation after the Rush, which is a kitzer of the Tshuva Sarash. Ruvein v'Shimon Shabo Ladin v'yatsa echem mehen zakai v'shuv chazer baldina v'tava b'fnei Bezdin Acher. So there's a dion in Bezdin 1, and the losing party wants to reopen the case in Bezdin 2. Ein zakak lo leireit imo Ladin, so the other party doesn't need to follow. V'lo l'hashav al tanos, so he doesn't have to respond. V'gam, ein a Bezdin rasham l'shmo dvar v'klal. second bezin is not allowed to hear the case, to retry the case, once there's a psak from the first bezin. Chuvas Yaskil Abdi, Chelik Dalid, Choshe Mishpat Simen Dalid Osvav, Chelik Dalid, Choshe Mishpat Simen Dalid Osvav points out that it is possible, even according to this Chazaya Tenufa, that if there were new claims that hadn't been presented to the original Beis Din, so maybe then there may be grounds to allow a second Beis Din to rehear the case and to start from scratch if there were new tainas that weren't presented to the original Beis Din. That's not necessarily muchach from this presentation, but that's what Chuvas Yaskel Abdi suggests. On the other hand, the Rama in that Sugya in Bava Basra, Uparkina and Bezdin Basar Bezdin Lo Daiki, Basar Edim Daiki, Mihashaminan, Dekol Lahaba, Lo Chashina Le Bezdin Toen, Alehechadavi Maisa Kama Maisa Bezdin. The Bezdin Basar Bezdin Lo Daiki, Vichashinan, Dilma Tau, Bezdin Basra, Lo Daiki, Basar Bezdin Kamai. We're concerned that maybe the second Bezdin will make a mistake and they're not going to look after to reinvestigate that which the first Bezdin did. So there you have more of a mashmos that it's an Ubdana. Generally speaking, the second Beis Din won't reopen the case or look into the action of the first Beis Din, but it's not that there's any isser for them to do so. Rambam Paragvav Eidus Halacha Hey Le'olam Ein Beis Din Bokin Acher Beis Din Acher El Machzikin Osan Shein Bekiyin. The Beis Din won't reevaluate an initial Beis Din. They'll assume that the first Beis Din knew what they were doing below Yitu, and won't make mistakes. So not necessarily clear from the Rambam where the Rambam falls. Is the Rambam saying that there's an issue to do so, or just it's not usually done? It's a little bit more mashma that there's no iser per se. Tzitz Eliezer in the Tshuva we quoted earlier suggests, or quotes, those that were medayik in the Rambam, the fact that the Rambam only presents this halacha of Bezdin, Basar Bezdin, Lodaiki, and Hilchos Edim, and not in Hilchos Sanhedrin, maybe that implies that the Rambam doesn't view this as a formal iser, because if he did, it should have been quoted in Hilchos Sanhedrin. However, the Chuvas Yaskel Avdi that we just quoted assumes in the Rambam that in fact there is an iser to reevaluate or re-adjudicate a case after the first Beis Din has already issued a psak. Piskei Tshuva, Simen Kaf, Sif Katan Gimel, quotes a Tshuva Saradvaz and the Tshuva of the Beis Yosef in Afkas Rochel, who write that even if Beis Din Bas or Beis Din Lo Daiki means that there's a formal iser, that a Beis Din is not authorized and is not allowed to evaluate the psak of the original Beis Din, that doesn't apply nowadays. Nowadays, in times of Beis Yosef already, because our Batei Din are not on the, don't have the level of Bekiyas of the Batei Din of earlier generations, and therefore, we can't ascribe to the Batei Din that they necessarily got it right the same way, and therefore there's less of an iser of Beis Din Basar Beis Din Lo Daiki. Aruch HaShulchan presents things as follows, and this gets back to the partially the question of Tov B'Dvar Mishnah. Aruch HaShulchan Choshe Mishpat Simen Yud Beis If Gimel. Ein v'dayin lizakek l'shum din shenasa la psak, hein din hein pesher. So dayin shouldn't be willing to re-engage in a case where there's already a psak, or even a pshara. Alpha pisha bal din echa nosin amasa l'dvar sh'omer shekafu l'din. Even one of the parties claims that he was forced into appearing in front of the original panel, o shara masla, ein lizakek l'zeh debedina barzadina lo daika, din lo kein en l'dar v'sof. If you're going to allow for always reopening cases, then there's no end. Vilvash is a gorim sin of machlokes, v'ein shalom yotim and yudukas. It's not going to end well. You're just going to encourage continuous and unending litigation. That's what Vilvash says. Ellen Cain, unless it's the following scenario. What's the following scenario? That's what he describes in Simon Yodalit Sivches. This is based on a Ramah there in Sif Dalet. Im echa me'abali din amr la dayanim kisvili me'ezet tam dantuni. So if one of the Bali din requests of the dayanim to write out the reason for the psak, im kafu osol la din, so if he was forced into this in the first place, kos v'nosol lo takef, Masai Shim Mevakesh, you have to give him a written explanation of the Psak. You don't have to go into that detail. You just have to give the general framework. Kosim Ploni Tan Kach, Ploni Tan Kach, these are the Tainus of Paskin and Kach Vakach, this is a Psak. Then you have to fulfill the Psak. However, if they go to a higher authority who can establish that there is a mistake in the Psak, so then that could knock out the Psak. For that to happen, the Dayanim have to give Rishus for someone else to reevaluate the Psak. So in that case, where you say Kisvuli Me'ezatam Dantuni, and you have the Beis Din authorize the revaluation of the Psak on the part of someone else, then that would be acceptable. Rabbi Bleichos, the Tashbeitz, which others may disagree with, but Tashbeitz Chelak Gimel Siman Kuf Samach Hei says that the only situation in which another Beis Din could be mevatel the Psak of an initial Beis Din is if the dayanim of the initial Beis Din themselves admit that they made a mistake. But short of that, there's no such authority. So what does the authority of the Beit Din HaGadol evolve from to reevaluate a psak of a lower Beis Din in the system of the Batei Din Rabbaniim? That's all the Beit Din HaGadol does. Sir Sturmbach was not a fan of this. Chuas van Hagos, Chelak Aleph, Simen, Tuf, Shin, Sadi, Vav. Beis Din, Baser Beis Din, Lo Daiki. So he says, therefore, all the Gedolim screamed against the Beit Din L'Irurim in Eretz Yisrael, because that's only based on Minhag Yaakov. I mean, that's true historically, that the impetus for creating a Beit Din Gadol L'Irurim was to conform with the law of mandatory Palestine in the first part, the 1920s, 1930s, where that was required in order to give recognition to the Rabbanut HaRashit. But be that, even if that historically was the case, what is the halachic rationale? So Rav Avadya, Chelik Beis, Yabi Omer, Chosh Mishpat, Simen Beis, Chelik Beis, Simen Beis. So number one, he points out that he thinks that la halacha, Beis Din Baser Beis Din L'Daiki, doesn't mean that there's an iser to reevaluate per se, like those we showed him that we saw that fit into that camp. And he says that if you have a Beit Din L'Irurim that evaluates an original psak and renders a decision, so essentially what that's doing is paskening that there are Tobit Dvar Mishnah. Tobit Dvar Mishnah, the din is that the din is chozer, that they made a mistake in black letter law. They made a mistake that needs to be corrected. Sometimes that happens because Baba Nusena Rabim Shikha Shikha Vatos Mitsuya Ma'od, and you have the right to reevaluate the psak that is Toa Bidvar Mishnah. Sitz Eliezer Eletes Zayin Simin Samich Zayin says when it comes to the Batei Din Ezoriyim, the regional Batei Din in Eretz Yisrael, the Dayanim in these Batei Din, Nichnasu Meikara L'Mishra Seyem Adaita D'Hachi, that when they are seated in that position, so they know that this system exists, that everybody has the ability to be Ma'ar on the Psak to the Beit Din HaGadol, so there's an Adaita D'Hachi, that's part of the system. Everybody buys in and is aware. So it's kind of a kiblu alayu, kind of an understanding that the system exists. It's not viewed as a zilzal against the first Beis Din, because that is how the system is constructed. And that's what Rabbi Bleich quotes from one of the volumes of Piskei Din Rabbaniim, volume 10, page 180. This is a psak that that was written by a Herkev involving Rabbi Goldstein and Avraham Shapira and Third Dayan. What is the basis, the authority of the Batei Din, Beit Din Lior, or the Beit Din Agadol? He says, "B'chol p'sak din yesh shnei yisodos al pi an Beit Din Liorim v'atol p'sak." There are two basic pillars or reasons that a Beit Din could reevaluate a p'sak, or the two bases of authority. That's part of the takanas kal, part of the takan of the system, and any party that submits to Beis Din is doing so adaita dahachi, that there's a right to appeal. So it's ke'ilu, they're restarting the case, and it's a new p'sak din, and everybody buys into the system because it's built in to the structure. V'sheinis, shemikeva, and the kach nitkenu takanos hadiyon l'chachila, yishlomar, the beis hadin, pasuk adai to the hachi, shelo yor'ar, b'beit din hagadol. This is all part of the takana. So where the system exists, then there's no concern of Bezdin Brasa Bezdin Lodaiki. It's part of a takana sakal that we have the right to establish such a system, and it's a daita dahachi of everybody that is mitayein in front of a Beit Din Rabbani. So in the takanot hadiyun bebatei din rabbaniyim b'Yisrael, this is the 1960 edition. Rabbi Bleich also quotes, there are three grounds upon which an appeal to the Beit Din HaGadol Liorim could be sustained. Ta'ut b'halacha, a mistake in din. Ta'ut hanira la'ayin b'shikul adas o b'kviyas uvdot, a apparent mistake that you could tell there's an error in judgment or in getting the facts straight. Or pegam b'niyul adiyun b'ofen mashpia al totzos adiyun, or a procedural defect in the hearing of the case. Rabbi Bleich points out, based on a shach, simon kafe, sifkat and dalid, could be equivalent to toa bidvar mishnah as well. So that is the basis of the institution of a Beit Din HaGadol Liorim in Eretz Yisrael. At the Beis Din of America, when the Beis Din was reconstituted in the 1990s, in the rules and procedures of Beis Din of America, there is allowance for an appeal. The appeal system, you have here the rules and procedures, allows a party to appeal to the Av Beis Din based on a very limited number of factors that more or less kind of approximate that which exists in the Takono Tadiyun Bebatei Din Rabbaniyim, either a mathematical miscalculation, a mistake in the description of any person, thing, or property, the word based on issue not submitted to the Beis Din, the Av Beis Din determines that a provisional award is contrary to Jewish law. It seems that the motivation for including this provision in our rules and procedures was to strengthen Beis Din awards against any potential judicial review, that if there's an internal appeal system that makes it, it strengthens it as a matter of arbitration law and minimizes the possibility of any such award being overturned. So we have this internal system, which is not quite that of the Beit Din HaGadol Liorim, but something on a smaller scale that exists internally at the Beis Din of America. Most but they didn't do not have such a system, but we do have this ability or mechanism for appealing a p'sak.
He is a big catch-all.
I'm sorry?
He is a big catch-all. I mean, the problem with the Rafa.
It would have to be a real Talmud or Mishnah.
It's either a halachic problem, right, or a factual argument.
Right. But it has to be a Talmud or Mishnah. It has to be something where there's an absolute mistake in black letter law, not something that's subject to a discretionary decision or machlokas, or where that one could argue on merits. If they're legitimate positions, then a dayan could take different positions on the same matter, all of which would be luckily acceptable, that wouldn't be subject to being overruled. Okay.